The reason why I have to carry, carry defensive things with me, Hank, is that because people like you don't take care of their fucking kids, and then they start getting into drugs, you know, whipped out and crank or whatever, then they start jacking me up at 2 in the morning at the ATM. All right? Hank, you're a bad parent, you're a bad husband, I guarantee fucking you that. That's why your wife beat yourself into oblivion, because you don't love her, you're never with your wife, you don't show her any consideration at all, you don't take care of your fucking your wife fucking works, you don't do shit. Okay? The minimum you should be doing is taking care of that fucking kid and taking care of the dirt farm, okay? You can go after working all fucking day and relax and not have to worry about cooking or worry about where the kid's at or wondering why there's no toilet paper in the bathroom or why the clothes aren't washed. Why don't you be a house husband, Hank? Why don't you be useful? If you're going to spend your ass and do nothing, at least be fucking useful. Not be spending 20 hours a day on ham radio, for Christ's sake. You are an unadulterated fucking loser, Hank. You know, I had to call up Terry and tell him to get you the fuck off. It's so bad. And I heard somebody, you showed up at 4 o'clock the other afternoon, and I don't know who it was. Somebody said, you know, Hank's out here. He'll be out here at 10. And you responded, oh, no, my wife's home. I'm not going to be out here that late. Bullshit. I turned the radio on and off in a random sampling throughout the evening. You are on till 2 in the fucking morning, okay? I know you're not terribly smart. That's 10 fucking hours, Hank, on ham radio. What the fuck, dude? You know, if you're watching 10 hours of TV, I mean, I'd be going, what the fuck, Hank? If you were surfing for 10 hours, you'd be going, Hank, what the fuck? Okay? If you're doing anything for 10 hours, if you're exercising for 10 hours, you'd go, Hank, what the fuck, dude? You're not going to the Olympics. You're too fucking short. You're a gimp. Alright? You're doing it to excess. Alright? You're ruining the ebb and flow of 435. Let me educate you, General Class Ham, Henry, Staines, BA6RXD. You want to come out here and talk for an hour or two, be an active participant? Wonderful. Then, after an hour or two, you shut the fuck up. This is a shared frequency, and there's a lot of users. Let somebody else use it. I guess you didn't learn that in fucking kindergarten, how they're fucking shared, did you, Hank? Alright? You come out here and monopolize the frequency because it makes you feel powerful. You're a little short temp. You got the short man syndrome to the infrared. You're a fucking loser. You're on welfare. Your wife's on welfare. Okay? You get your disability. You get your EBT. You get your fucking WIC. All these in-kind transfers to the state of California. They're all collectively paying for it. But you come out here and shit on us, metaphorically shit on us, by talking and talking and talking and not shutting the fuck up and ruining the ebb and flow of 435. You and all the other Inland Empire piece of shit, metal scrapping, methamphetamine using, beers drinking, generic spirits smoking, single-eyed living motherfuckers, and single-handedly run this frequency into the ground. And only in such time as Terry moves this motherfucker far, far away from you assholes will it be viable again. You guys fucked up 435.
And Tweaker.
Do you have a call sign or just a real big mouth? And by the way, whoever the fuck you are, go ahead and show up and come up and see me. That's the 21st at Huntington Beach, alright? I'm USO, and you don't recognize me. I'm the blonde guy with the big upper body, okay? So come on down, asshole. Have a chat with me. Okay, you want some pancake in your face? I'll be glad to do it. Not a problem.
Yeah, 6 maybe.
I'm